Welcome to this podcast for Australia's National Centre for Vocational Education Research. As the Australian Government pursues its vision of increasing the percentage of Australians holding bachelor degrees, 10 of Australia's TAFE institutes have been authorised to offer higher education, with more likely to follow. But this changing role for TAFE, seen by some as controversial, raises a number of questions, such as what does this mean for the vet sector? Are our TAFE institutes fully prepared to blur the line between themselves and traditional universities? And what status will a TAFE degree carry compared to orthodox university degrees? In this podcast, I interview Lisa Wilhan about the paper Higher Education in TAFE, which she's co-authored with Griffith University colleagues Gavin Moody, Stephen Billett and Anne Kelly. I began by asking Lisa, what prompted this research to be undertaken?
We think that higher education in TAFE will grow. We think that's inevitable. And if it is going to grow, we need to make sure that it does so in a way that supports students' opportunities and results in high-quality educational outcomes.
Before we dig deeper into the issues, perhaps can we begin with a snapshot of what higher education in TAFE looks like at the moment?
Well, the original rationale for higher education in TAFE was that it would be focused on offering niche programs in areas which weren't well served by universities. And there are a lot of programs like that, like viticulture and equine studies and all those sorts of things which you probably don't see much of in universities. But what we've also found is that TAFEs are now offering a wider range of programs that are, in many cases, in similar areas to that of universities, such as in management, accounting, engineering, now in nursing, and in increasing number of areas in the human services.
When a new player enters an established market, they tend to come with a point of difference, some compelling reason for prospects to choose them over existing players. Following the research you did, are you able to define what it is that TAFEs are bringing to the sector that universities have failed to do?
Okay, I think there's two aspects to that question. One, what the TAFEs themselves are saying, and two, whether in fact that's happening. So the TAFEs are saying that their degrees, or associate degrees and degrees, are differentiated from that which is offered in universities because they have a more applied focus and they blend the theoretical and the practical so that the emphasis is more directly on what people need in the workplace and workplace understandings. So they also say that what they're able to offer is much higher levels of support for students, particularly for students who need who come from disadvantaged backgrounds and need higher levels of support to access higher education. So that's what the TAFEs say. There is debate as to whether the first of those things is actually happening, whether that is a point of distinction, whether we can say that TAFE's programs are different to similar programs that are offered in universities. Because some people say, well, they're pretty similar, really, and it's difficult to differentiate them on that basis. So I think this is a debate that will unfold in the coming years.
Now, I note some teachers and managers from TAFE institutes who are not offering the higher education fear that such a move undermines the spirit of cooperation that's developed over the years between TAFEs and universities by perhaps transforming them from partners to competitors. How widely held is that view?
Well, all the people who we interviewed in the TAFEs where they don't offer higher education held that view. And in the TAFEs where they do offer higher education, we found many people who do hold that view as well, except for the senior management, who thought that, in fact, their offering of higher education would enhance their partnerships with universities because they would have each would have a better understanding of the other. Those who think that it might damage relationships think that will happen because if TAFEs and universities are offering programs in the same areas or in the same disciplinary areas or vocational areas, that they will be competing for the same pool of students. And this is particularly a problem in areas, in regional and rural areas, where there's not a lot of demand for tertiary education and TAFEs and universities need to work together to support the building of aspirations in those areas. So that's in a nutshell the two sides of the argument. There is also another argument that university partnerships with TAFEs will be enhanced if they focus on offering complementary provision in higher education. So some people argued that if TAFEs focus on offering associate degrees rather than full degrees, that that will enhance their partnerships with universities, because they will be sending a steady supply of very good students to universities. And in fact, we saw one example of that at one TAFE, which is offering an associate degree in a particular area. They have a very good pathway with all the universities in that city, but also with one of the Group of Eight universities in that city. And you don't find pathways between TAFEs and Group of Eight universities as a general rule. So this is an example of how those sorts of partnerships can work.
From your interviews with students in the research, what attracted them to pursue a degree through the TAFE system rather than through a university?
Well, we need to differentiate between the younger students and the older students. Most of the older students enrolled in their program in TAFE because they had a clear understanding of how this contributed to their occupational progression. And so they were quite clear on that. The younger students, there was diverse reasons why they enrolled in TAFE, but largely they enrolled in TAFE because their teachers recommended it, or their parents or their friends recommended it, and they were looking forward to the higher level of support that they would get, but also the fact that their TAFE qualification would also offer them access to university. So there's a whole range of reasons why students did that. Largely though, the younger students all valued the higher levels of support that they felt that they received in TAFE. And they valued the fact that teachers knew their names. That was very important.
I wonder if we can look at some of the issues arising within the TAFE institutes offering higher education. In particular, those raised by senior managers, those by educators, and those raised by the students themselves.
Well, one issue that was raised by all groups and all groups of interviewees was the status of degrees in TAFE, and all interviewees were concerned about the status of degrees in TAFE. So that was a common theme that ran across them all. I think the views of each of the groups reflect their different perspectives and where they stand. The managers were interested in the broader policy settings and in ensuring that they supported the development of higher education in TAFE. And this included things like public funding for higher education programs in TAFE, but also one industrial award that would cover higher education teachers in TAFE and other VET teachers. They were all covered by one award at the moment, but that award limits higher education teachers to working on traditional VET conditions, which is very difficult. Teachers, I think, were actually more in favour of higher education TAFE than even their managers, and their managers were in favour of it. Their concerns were that the award that they were working on, the industrial award that they were working on, wasn't adequate to support what the teaching that they needed to do, and they were arguing that they needed much more time to prepare for their teaching, and they needed to engage in the scholarship of teaching if they were to ensure that students had access to high quality education. The other thing that teachers said was that they thought that management didn't really understand their work, and they found this a limitation, and they didn't understand that the environment that they needed in order to develop a scholarly culture. So those are the two perspectives. From students' perspectives, I think they were interested primarily in the outcomes of their associate degree or degree and where it would lead them to and the opportunities that they had open to them.
While we're talking about students, I wonder if we can turn to what your research suggests happen in relation to funding for TAFE students doing higher education.
At the moment, all TAFEs that offer higher education programs are required to offer these as full fee programs, with the exception of nursing at Holmes Glen Institute of TAFE, which has got 40 nursing places. That's the only exception at the moment. Now, what this means is that those students can access fee help to pay their fees, but they're paying full fees. Now, students who access public places in universities pay HECS, but that's much less than the full fees. So it's quite inequitable.
Reading between the lines of your research and looking at the broader political landscape, it's probably fair to assume that the offering of higher education through the TAFE system is likely to continue and likely to expand, but your paper does highlight some major concerns about the extra stratification that will occur with mixed-sector TAFE institutes bound to be positioned below the new universities and traditional universities. So the question is, who needs to do what to avoid a higher education ghetto being created?
I think it's inevitable that the sectoral divide will be recreated. There's just no getting around that, and there's no wishing it away. We've seen it has happened in the UK in further education colleges, and the evidence was clear in our research project that it was going to happen here. So we have to recognise that it's going to arise and put in place policies and processes that will help students navigate that divide, but also teaching staff navigate that divide. And so there are implications for stakeholders at all levels. For government, the implications are that they need to consider the way in which TAFE can be supported to develop the academic and scholarly culture that's required to ensure that TAFE teachers and TAFE students can say our degrees are as good as anyone else's. For institutions, it means putting in place processes and policies that will support students in making the transition from vocational education programs to higher education programs. That's very important. But also to support staff in making that transition. In the dual sector universities, which comprise a TAFE and higher education sector, teaching and teaching is kept separate. And there's no real career pathway for TAFE teachers to become higher education teachers in those universities. The TAFE that are offering higher education could make an enormous contribution to policy development in Australia if they put in place policies that would enable career pathways for TAFE teachers to be developed so that they can, if they choose, become higher education teachers. And I think that would do a lot to remove some of the negative consequences of that divide.
Looking beyond our shores, I believe your research did focus on some key overseas markets. What did you learn?
We learnt an enormous amount. We focused on the UK literature because their systems are so much similar to ours. And what we found is exactly the same issues that we found in our project. In fact, it was our study of that literature that helped us frame the questions for our project. So what we found is that the sectoral divide was being reproduced in those institutions, and so we need to learn from them about how they're managing that. The other thing that we need to learn, though, is the way in which the government has addressed some of these problems. And what they're doing is that they're trying to encourage economies of scale by ensuring that those further education colleges that offer higher education offer a sufficient amount to sustain the development of an academic and scholarly culture. The other thing that they do is they fund partnerships between universities and FE colleges so that one university works with a number of FE colleges in order to build capacity in those FE colleges. These are the sorts of things that we need to consider here if we're going to ensure that the standard of our higher education here in our TAFE colleges is as good as that as in universities, and that we can demonstrate that it is as good.
Thanks for listening to this podcast produced by the National Centre for Vocational Education Research. To download your copy of Higher Education in TAFE, go to www.ncver.edu.au.